So we should not be held responsible. We were on Nusim. We were forced to do this. So the comes Purim and Klal Yisrael Hoda Vikablua that we were makabel again. So now our responsibility, our rischayvus comes from Purim. So the question is, once we had Nasa Benishma, why did it have to be Kofle Makigigas? So Tosfos says maybe we would be Choyzer Kishiro Eisha Gedola. In other words, that our Nasa Benishma might not maintain itself through the Pachad of the Eisha Gedola. And therefore, so if that's the case, the Maharal says the suya this gets harder. Why? Because Nasa v'Nishma was one of the great moments of Klal Yisrael. Nasa v'Nishma, he got two crowns. Right? So now if you're saying that Nasa v'Nishma didn't even last, didn't make it through Matan Torah, so it was a Nasa v'Nishma. A Nasa v'Nishma, make a big deal about it. We got the two crowns. But Lamasa, when we came to our Sinai, because Baruch Hu said, we may not maintain our commitment. We may drop the whole thing. Eishak Dola. So the Baruch had to force us to take it. So what was the kunz of the Nasik Vinishma? What was the point of forcing us to take it? And so the Maharal begins to explain Mitzorach Loimar Lefevre Shatosvis Shalai Hayu Chayzrin Rak Bishvil Shiro Vesha Godol Vedover Zeina Chazara Ki Yisrael Yusvern Ki Tomid Yedever Hashem Yisbarach Yimoem Vekach Miyel Lehem Achazara Aval Hashem Yisbarach Yara Ki Layia Rak Pam Bepam. Right, the Maral says that it wasn't the Eish HaGadola per se. The idea of having an ongoing Eish HaGadola. When we came to our Sinai, so did we know that there was going to be a one-time event that a source of Dibs would come in this way? And then the rest of Torah was going to be through Moshe Rabbeinu. We had every reason to believe Eish HaGadola, this is the way it's going to be. That this is going to be a continuous Matan Torah from Eish HaGadola. Not Bar Pamazos. So Tosa's pshat is not that we were wanted to be choizer from the event of Matan Torah, but to be on this Haya Madrega, to continuously be ready for Torah coming, Eish HaGadola, having that kind of recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that was something that we were not prepared for. And that is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we wanted to retract from Kaviyach. L'chein, Ein Zach Hazara, U'mikol Mokam Yesh Kan Moida, D'Soy Soif, Hayu Chayzrin, Rak Bishvil, D'Hondar V'Kibul Alei, Migloim Muslim Afreya, Shalei Hayu Chayzrin. So the Maral explains that according to Tosfos, we came to our Sinai, and it's clear in Chumash that we were not prepared for this kind of a Kabbalah, right? Because when the Eish HaGadola came, so we thought, we said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we want to hear a Torah from you. And it's in Yosef Anachnu Lishmoyes Kol Hashem Oid Vamosnu. So their hesitation, what they wanted to walk back is this particular event of Matan Torah. But when they wanted to walk that back, was that a chazorah from their commitment to the Torah or not? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way Tosha explains it, is that we came to our Sinai. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu comes down Beis HaGadola, so that's when we got nervous. That's when we needed to be encouraged to stay by the mountain. That's when Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Kofalim HaGigigis. Now, in our minds, In our minds, what frightened us is, if I'm understanding it correctly, is the ongoing requirement, the ongoing idea of having an event of Matan Torah. We're okay with the idea that La'olam Vod, we are accepting upon ourselves to live on this high level of Nevuah. That's what it means. So that we weren't ready for. We weren't ready to be Malachim. So in our minds, we said this was not our Nasav Nishma. Our Nasav Nishma was to be boss of Adam, to Mekabel, the discipline of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. With understanding it, that was our, to study it, that was our Kabbalah. Now we come to Sina, we think this is a different deal. This is a deal that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Malachim. We accepted being Am Segula, a great Kodesh, a Lechus Kayanim. Didn't say any place there, and Am Shel Malachim. So we came to Har Sinai, and Kiviyachol, according to Tosfos, we thought there was a bait and switch over here. We were asked to be non-Malachim, non-Bas V'dam. So that's why it says in Chumash, Yisrael, Nachnu L'Shmai Yisrael, Hashem L'Keinu Oy V'mos, no. We didn't accept this to be, not to be Bas V'dam, to give up and be Bas V'dam. So, but, now here's the Nekudah Meral saying, but when we turned to the Moshe Rabbeinu and said we're not ready for this, L'chaira, that was a, we walked back the entire Nasav Nishma, right? That's how the Meral put it all together. We came to Har Sinai wanting to be holy people. We thought the deal was that we're going to be, we thought the deal now was switched on us. We're going to be Malachim. We said, we're not ready for that. So what did we just walk back from? Did we walk back from the whole deal? Or did we walk back from, so Kadosh Baruch Hu was coughing the hanky, he held us there. Didn't let us walk back. I said, you got to go through this. Came this far, right? And then, many years later, when we were Mekabel at Bishas Purim, we were Megala, that we really weren't walking back from being a great Kodesh and Melachos Kayanim. That we were Mekabel upon ourselves. We weren't walking back from the Nasav Nishma. We were walking back from being Malachim. All right? Now let's see how this works in the words of the Maharal. When we call Mokheim Yesh Kan Moida, the Saif Hayu Chayzman. We did say the Rasha, we did say we're not ready for this. Rak Bishvil the Hodar Kibul Aleyem, but later on at our poor Igloi Milsalam Afresh, like, Oyu Chayzman. Rak Bishvil Shay Saburan Ki Davish and Rachim Bom Tumid, Mila Yuchl Skaim Kamosha Omru, Ivan Mosno. Okay, so now we're going to go on to a different musik for a moment. Okay, so again, so what have we said so far? The Kabbalah of Torah of Purim was a confirmation that we were always in, that we always were Mekabel the discipline, we always were accepting to be human beings of a high order. We were afraid that we were being called upon us to be Malachim. Okay? So, L'chaira, first of all, it explains a little bit about Purim. That the celebration of Purim is a very boss of a dumb celebration, right? In other words, we often discuss that Purim is a Gashmi celebration, and the answer that we usually give, why is it a Gashmi celebration? That was the Eliyahu Rabbah that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, because the Nais was a Gashmi grace. He Nais, because Ahasuerus didn't ask us, he wanted to destroy us. It wasn't that he was asking us to switch our religion. He just didn't want us to chalal. So the celebration is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to survive. Okay? So this adds on another way of looking at the Gashmistic celebration. Right? The Gemara says that the only time that a person cannot fast, right, is Erev Yom Kippur, Shavuos and Purim. That there we have to celebrate in the Gashmistic way. So, L'chaira, it explains to us that in Purim, we're celebrating in a Gashmistic way because we're celebrating in Purim how a boss of Adam can become an elevated boss of Adam. Now, Cook used to explain that the idea of drinking on Purim was for a person who was on such an elevated madrega that even when they were not fully controlled by their seichel, afal pikein, they acted like refined people. Now, if a person, when he gets drunk, acts like a drunk person, then he shouldn't be drinking for him. A person, if he gets drunk and poor man, and he's still holding in ruchnistic things, he's saying the Ritor, he's saying the Ram Hashum, so then he's showing that he can reach a madrega, even his boss of Adam, can be Yachal's elevated. So that's along the lines of this Maral. Moidor Rabbalei Raisa means that L'chaira. Right, L'chaira means that the way that we celebrated Purim was indicated that we were ready to be a Tzelem Elokim in the highest order, willing to celebrate with the Bos of Yayin, willing to Gash, because we realized that we can be Mekadosh the Gashmi. We weren't ready to become Malachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't expect that of us. It was our misunderstanding. So the kfi of our the kav hakigigas was not doing anything which was not in sync with what we wanted. Kav aleim hakigigas was hayos. We made a mistake in the eish hagdayla. So Kadosh Baruch Hu just maintained the decision that we made on the abechira. Right, and then comes Purim, and the only thing which happens in Purim is then we megalim afreya, right? That we had always accepted to be a goy kodesh, and that we had never intended to be a madriga malach, a nation of ongoing neviim. So that's one mahalach. Okay, the next mahalach. We'll leave for right now. M'kain, ha'tervu m'chuyi v'echrechi. That's a very important word. Yesoid. Okay, we'll pick up here. Okay, you have a mahalach already. Good. Next, pasta babakistan. Okay. Gonna make sure that Avram is waiting for the sugya for... I was gonna go on the next sugya, but I figured give him another day to... be misbinding in the sugi, and I wanted to just move on. We are in the middle of the idea of being kaveya is something that we're learning now. Kaviyah Suda. The next sugya, not right away, but coming up, is a different kind of kaviyas. Of Heseva, of being made to the people, so that we're sort of in the middle of the Kviyas to the Sugya. So, what have we said so far? We have this din, Pasa Bobakistan. What did we point out in the Maramakarmas this morning? So, first of all, we see that there are Moshe's a few tshuvas where he wanted to help out the guy who goes to a wedding and sees he's in for the long shot, right? This is if you notice that one of the tshuvas came from Chassidus Rav, because Chassidus Rebbeim often the weddings start late and they go till very, very late. And he writes, you're going to be there now till 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and then you just have to travel home. This is what's going to be in the morning. So the person comes to the wedding and he wants to be mismechos and makalo, and he wants to be mishtatev, but with the no but. And when he sits down for the Suda, so he now has the chiyuv of having Zimun with the guys around the table, with the hall. Okay, that's not really a sugya right now. I hope we'll get to that sugya. And then he has a chiyuv of Sheva Brachis. He was just participating in the Suda of Sheva Brachis. So he said, so L'chari has to stay. But it's not so poshut. One situation is we're going to be there till late at night. I know Shav Shechter is very makbet to stay through Sheva Brachis. I think Mavul is very makbet. Like I said, you know, once you know Kol HaTorah Kulo, you have more time on your hands. So we can do these things. But when you're still working on it, you got to get home and crack the books. You can't spend so much time at the wedding. So that's not so poshut. And then, you know, let's say all of us comes Mirat Hashem June, and we're going to be partying every night by weddings, Mirat Hashem. Every single night, you're going to stay till 12 o'clock. Torah about DLA. What's going to be? What's going to be? We're going to learn. And then you're going to be tired in the morning. That's not shy. So that's why I told Yoni on his RSVP, he has to have chup only. Dinner only. Ayin Igris Moshe. Echelik Arachayim.
Yoni's just going to go
Shira
at this wedding.
It's going to go Shira at this wedding. It's going to excite the guys. You guys can all leave if you do it for X, Y, and Z. So what are we going to do over here? So Rav Moshe says, what are you going to do? So he says, some people thought, right, you just eat but don't have bread. So you're not chayim and benching. No Zeman problem. You're not having in Sheva Brachis. So it's good. So you're on, you're at, we call at will. You can leave whenever you want. You can go at the first dance, middle of the dance, second, whatever it is. So Rav Moshe said, no, that's because he didn't learn the Sugi of Pasa Bava Kisnim. He didn't stay for the end of winter's man, for spring man. He checked out before he got to Pasa Bava Kisnim. Once you get the pasuk of a kistin, that means you're okay as long as you're having meat and potatoes. You're okay. You're still holding the shackle world. You're okay. You're having salad. You're still okay. Oh, but once they serve, once they have crackers on the table, or once they serve like one of these pies with a crust, once you have some bezonis, so then you're now chayiv according to the Mogen Avraham, right? I will say, but I'm not Kevei Yasuda. What's going to say? I'm going to say, Kenny's going to say, the Bembezim and Aleph, you have to have how many cups of flour? Okay. You won't Kevei Yasuda on this at all. So, Rav Moshe says, no, but the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says that everything's with Starev. So you can have Mamashikaz Isaac, you can have a little bit of, and then it's time to go back outside. You got to wash. So you have to make a Moitzi. Probably not, because you made a mezonos. If you didn't make a mezonos, you have to make a mitzvah. Yeah, and then you got to sign up for the rest of the night. Got to cancel your morning seder. It's not going to happen, right? So the Rav Moshe said that's not going to work. So Rav Moshe says, but I will give you an eitzah, and that is that when you, one eitzah is not to stay away from the mezonos. Stay away from the mezonos. With the Pasuk Bava Kisnim. That's one Eitzah. But for some reason, that wasn't an Eitzah. I don't know why. But he said, the next Eitzah is have in mind. Have in mind that you're not being part of the, you're not joining the table, you're not joining the friends for the benching and for the Sheva Brachos. Now, Rav Moshe says that it's a Chiddush. At the end of the Tshuva, Rav Moshe says, I'm not even sure. I know it's a Ramah, and he has several rayas that the Ramah says such a din that you have to be miskaven in order to be chayiv in Zimun. And he then, and Rav Moshe says you have to be miskaven and stum, we assume that way, but you can be mechaven out of the situation. I'm not really part of this Zimun, I'm eating, but the extra obligation of Zimun that comes with eating with other people. So we have one raya, which is hard to figure out, about the eating b'beis akum. But it's a very accessible raya. It's Tisha B'Av by the Sudim of Sekes. And the loch is by Sudim of Sekes, one doesn't bench for Zimun. What happens if you're in a camp and there's only so much space, you end up sitting next to guys who have watched Sudim of Sekes. What happens if you're home and you end up eating with the family? They all take different corners, but Lamaisa, you're all in the same room and you're having Sudim of Sekes together. So loch, you don't make Zimun. Why not? Because you weren't Mechavim Dem Zimun. So he says, from here, see a raya that without kavanah to have a zimun, or to have kavanah not to be zimun, then there is no chiyuv zimun. Okay, he says, it's hard to give me masbir, but kachadin, and he says, kachadin, then you're not chayuv in staying for Shem and Brachas as well. So that's where Moshe's mahalach. I would still go for staying away from the possible mikisnan, but why not do both in case by accident have a cracker?
You're saying to wash without aldasta, not to do.
You can do that, correct? Correct. Right, you can do that.
But then, if you don't wash, does it depend on how much mezonos you have, or even if you have a little bit of mezonos?
You really can money out from.
I know the mezonos money out from, but it totally doesn't matter. You have less exercise than mezonos.
That's what it sounds like. Yerach HaShulchan is critical of the Magen Avraham, right? But you see the Mishnah Berurah is Makabal, the Magen Avraham, or Moshe is Makabal, the Magen Avraham. L'chor, the stakes are high, no? So then Rav Moshe had this is vintage Rav Moshe. He said, what about the other way around? I had in mind to, I made a hamoitzi, because I had in mind to have three slices of pizza, right? I had in mind to make a moitzi, which is not a problem of Zimun, not a problem of Shavu Brachas. Probably can't walk that back, but I had in mind, I washed, made a moitzi, and then, lay narrowly, then I decided it's not such a good idea. I'm only going to have one slice. So now, when I make that decision, the next bite, mezonos, or I was yaitzi with a moitzi. No, what is he passing? Why?
It's aldas.
What do you mean? Go ahead.
He says that because I'm going to go work, because it did aldas, that you're going to, even if you're not going to finish it,
so
no.
I don't think so, no. No.
It was when you're making, since you made car your das, was that you're having a suda. So that's, even though you're not actually having a suda, your hamotzi is on a suda kilu. So even if you're only eating the mezonos, it's still, the bracha is on.
That's a very hard story. And that's what you mean by aldas. You mean that he had in mind, that's what he means, that you're saying is correct. He had in mind to have a suda. So therefore, his bracha was not a bracha in error. It wasn't a messed up bracha. The bracha b'shate, b'asher u'sham is a good bracha. No, as well, so what? So it was a good bracha, but now life has changed. Now I'm not having the meal anymore. So why don't I need a mezonos?
Then he says he's no raya, but he just feels like that.
At the very, very end. He doesn't say, I feel like that. He doesn't say, I feel like that. He says, he doesn't say, leave your
Omer.
No. He says, what is it at the end? It doesn't. What's that? What's the lashon? Mistabrikin, yes, that's what that means. It makes a lot of sense. You know what the Bali Musar say? It's a famous word with the rush. It's a famous word in Yeshivas. The rush has in a few places K nearly, and they don't have a, right? So I forget if it was Yisrael Salanto, another big Bali Musar said, you should know that when the rush brings, it says K nearly, without a raya, that is a much, you can be much more sure of that rush when he brings a raya. Why? Because he brings a raya means he had a suffix, and he worked it out, then he had a raya, and he proved something. Because when the rush says came nearly, that means the rush, with the kol ha-tera kula that was inside the rush, with years and years of learning, steeped in Gemara, steeped in learning, the rush, so this is what the rush thought. Yeah, there's no suffix that is an emissary Gemara. So when Rosh says, Mistabrali, that's what Rosh is saying, Mistabrali. That's a pretty good thing to be saying. But he says a fascinating svara. The Rosh is vintage Rosh. What's the svara that he says? The question is, I made a hamoitzi, and then I decided not to have the hamoitzi, right? No, so if it's a piyag, if I'm holding by washing, I'm going to have the hamoitzi. I'm not going to have brachah at all. But let's say I made a hamoitzi, and I had in mind to have all the bread that Rav Huna was going to eat, right? And then I decided, no. I'm going to have, I had in mind to have Pasa Bobi Kisnin, not the Magen Avraham, not just Pasa Bobi, just pizza, just a Pasa Bobi. And then I decide that I'm only going to do a Mezonis work. So why should I need to make a Mezonis? I said, I made a bracha that wasn't good. So I'm not going to be held responsible for bracha of Atala, because B'Shas Maisa was good. Okay? But now I'm not going to have the hamoitzi, so I should make a mezonos. No, because now we're not misaking hamoitzi on a one slice of pizza. Person sits down and he says he's going to have the entire meltaway. The guy, that's what it's called, right? So he is starving and he hasn't eaten an entire day. He ran the 4 minute mile a few times, and now he says, Magili, right? I'll still be below my calories. And then after the first few bites, he says, so he makes some ice, he washes. Kavaldiga, Suda, I melt away. So he sits down, right? And then he's after the first few bites, then already things click in. There's a lot of sugar over here, a lot of other stuff going on over here. Maybe we should, that's my thing to do. No, so his hambites, he's not shaykh anymore. Then I'm going to the mezonos. So he says, okay, it is lechem, because it's a lechem above the kisten. All right, not sazat. But then he says a fantastic svar. He says, what are the choices over here? What are the alternatives? You'll make a mezonos, and then your bracha of hamaitz will be a bracha of atala, right? He says, not a bracha. It wasn't a bracha of atala. It was a correct bracha. It was the right bracha at the time. So, it can't be that you're going to push yourself into a position, I'm going to make a mezonos, and then my bracha, which is entirely an appropriate bracha, will become a bracha of atala? No. He's, hey, yois, I said, again, if it made a bird priest, I can't fix it up. But it is a moitzi lecha. It's just a chazal weren't misaki in this bracha and this lecha. But if my alternative is to take a bracha ru'uya, and then it's going to become a bracha levatola, so Rav Moshe assumes that Chazal gave us latitude that the bracha will be a bracha ru'uya. If it would be a barbet, it couldn't do it. But Hayoi said it was a bracha ru'uya bizmana, so it's not shayach that I'm going to make it the bracha levatola. It won't be. It can't be chal as a bracha levatola. It can't be chal as a moitzi shem shalom levatol. I'm going to end saying mezonos. So what did I just say? I was moitzi shem shalom. I wasn't moitzi levatol. I said a good bracha. A very interesting svara. Right? How he thinks it through. What's going to be if I? So that's what he's saying. That's a very mechudishdik svara, and he doesn't have a raya berufar. But nirolo that chazal were misakin bracha said I wouldn't bring myself to make that if the option is making a bracha tall, that's not correct. Good. So we covered the Magen Avraham. Go ahead.
I'm confused. Meaning, if you make a svar that if he makes a mezonos, then that not became a bracha latala, it can't be that a chazal would attack you to have a bracha latala.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right. I'm still always thrown off because there's no clock there. I was looking at the clock. That's not there. Okay. So.
We can go forever.
Was that? What's next? So we did the Magen Avraham. So what's the Hezbollah of the Magen Avraham? Right? Josh?
No, I was also going to say, Rav Moshe talks about the Vilna Shiurim.
Right. Okay. So then Rav Moshe advocates following the Vilna Gaon. Okay, so what's the Hezbollah Dover? What's the Dinavir? So the bottom line is, what is called Kviya Suda? Achrei Kechlei Sakol. What is called Kviya Suda? How much is Kviya Suda? So So Rav Moshe points out that the Rishonim will say that it is the shear of challah, or half the shear of challah, which is a significant amount. Right, that's we made a little bit sure, like it's like 4.5. It would be like 4.5 large size matzahs, round matzahs. This is a lot. Although that would be the entire suda, right? And then they'd have that if you'd have that much cake. Right, we had that luchari. Even 3 slices of pizza is not that much. Right, it's not the same. Three slices of pizza is not maybe the size of one large matzah. No,
a little more.
If you're not with sarf the cheese, if you only do the okay, a little bit more, but it wouldn't be. It would not be the shear. So. Rav Moshe advocates the groz shear, right? And Lachari, the Mishnah Berura, quotes a similar malach, because Mishnah Berura says that a zaken would have a lower shear and kids would have a lower shear. So why are we sudden, all of a sudden changing the shurim for the Yeruch HaShulchan also criticizes the... what happened here?
Click the little scrolling thing.
Just click it down. This? Yeah. No? If that doesn't work, what
do
you do next?
Anybody in
comms?
Not a
comms center
major.
Ah, there
you go.
Yeah.
No.
Here? So not over here.
I took it.
There you go. Okay.
Should be
a comms center,
really.
Aruch HaShulchan.
I have a question from Rav Moshe also.
Yeah.
Like there's an apanami that...
What's that? Is that here already?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Thank you very much.
So like there's an apanami that's not...
I'm listening.
It's not a vocal atola if you... If you say Mizonos, I'm going to go with Bachola Tov, because it was at that point it was the right Bracha. No, but it's saying, therefore you would do with Hamotzi. Moshe's far is that because we can't be that we made a Bachola Tov, therefore must be Hamotzi, but why do you say no? It's not a Bachola Tov, it's being Mizonos, and Hamotzi wasn't a Bachola Tov.
Because Lamas and my Hamotzi is Perech Bavir, it's not accomplishing anything.
But at that point he was the right Bracha, like when you forget all the Avos, it doesn't mean that it's all a Tala, like you forgot all the Avos, you didn't say it again, but look at that, like at that point it was the right Bracha, right, but now if I decide that the next bite that I take
is not going to be covered by that hamotzi. So I'm now making a new, I need a new matir going further. So what happened to the old matir? Doesn't relate to anything. So it's a mat, yeah, so it wasn't, so I won't be held responsible for it. But I'll end up making the earlier bracha, which could be valid because of it could be called pas. I'll be unnecessarily making it into an invalidated bracha.
Right.
I think that's the way he looks at it. So yesh oimrim v'm oichel ze im boser. First he quotes the Magen Avraham v'm hoya sevei mimeno gam v'loy liftan v'acherim einam seveim v'kishira ze ela v'liftan. Gam kain hadin kain, right? Says that if I would be, or if I have the amount, first is Magen Avraham, then is if I would have the amount of dough, of bread, of crackers, of cake that in and of itself, it would satisfy me. The Alter Rebbe says that you need to have a shear of four eggs. What's four eggs? Four eggs is eight kezaisim. A kezayis is the three quarters. Take a chumra, take a kezayis. Let's take an average. So eight kebeitzim, no, four kebeitzim is eight kezaisim. And a kezayis is half a large round matzah. So four beitzim is eight kezaisim is four large matzahs. All right, four large hand baked matzahs. That's pretty significant. V'ani tom al kol advar me'ela sharvei afilu be'erev sholchin harbei lehokel. So, and we need two seudos. He says that in the end, all of this is a machleg legabi erivin, and legabi erivin we paskin dalid beitzim. So, why would we be more machmir when it comes to pasav bo bekistin? He says that in Cain, if we're going to say that it's based on your svius, so then it's Eilem Shir. Kama Hashem Shemachol Mavi B'Tavshun said, a person who's used to eating a lot, he's only going to make a Hamoitzim, the possible of a Kisnin, if he has a lot. And the Mogen Avram brings a Raya from our Tosfos. All right, this is also hard to understand. I didn't make it up. Okay. Mem Beis Amin Aleph. Lachmonios. Right? The Gemara says that Omalev Ho Marhu de Omer Mishmei de Shmu Lachmonios Ma'arvin Ben and Mevorchen Le'Moitzi. That's only Vikaveya Suda. Alright? So then Taisus quotes Rashi. I'm not sure what Rashi means. Ublius. And then Taisus is laying the Hira. The Imkain. Afilu loy kova nami livore chamoitzi shehu lechem gomor shari seifei isa. Taisva says, apparently, what is Ublius? Ublius is what?
Waffles.
Okay, it's fine. But what do we know Ublius is? We know Ublius is something which begins as a liquid batter and turns to be a solid batter. How do we know that? Because he says, Harei Soifa Isa. That means Mitchila was liquid. Now it's Soifa. So it could be pancakes. It could be waffles. It could be waffles that they begin as a liquid batter. And then when you put it into the waffle maker, then it becomes with all the squares. Harei Soifa Isa. But the Taisma says that anything which begins liquid and ends up being a solid batter, our waffles are mostly eggs, I think. So that's why it's not really the same thing. But something similar, which is heavily flour and water. And the eggs are, was that?
It's a wafer thing, it's a waffle, and it's a wafer.
Oh, okay.
No,
same waffle. Okay. But so for Easter, so in the end, it is a solid cake. So then, it's chayiv and challah. So a flour and water that's chayiv and challah is how much is lechem on aretz? So near the farish tahino, something else, right? Miu ki kava. So what does it mean? It's something else which does not have tursa pas. Ki kava sudosay oleyu mevorach aleha amoitzi. Okay. Kemoi bepurim. What's the kemoi bepurim?
Served at the Suda, so that's
arrived
from the
Magen Avram,
who would say that the
Sfiya
is a combination of all the other food items.
Not right, so that's a lot to be medayek in a Kamoi Bepurim. Right? Kamoi Bepurim, although the emes, what else can he mean? Ki kama sudase alam mevarach alav hamboitzi. Kamoi Bepurim. And Purim is the only other Suda that we're so sure that you have other things besides what about Kemoi Rosh Hashanah? Kemoi B'Shabbos?
Kemoi Shabbos, you're not eating Passover Kist.
So Purim...
Purim, it's not so question so that you're having bread at the Suda. Isn't it
Lel
Purim?
Didn't we say somewhere else?
I don't know. But that's what the so the Aruch HaShulchan says, "Mamogen Rehem Yiraya, v'dik v'zed v'purim in erchlam paspul vad to mihani, otul inyan zeh ka'amri, heim omru rak de v'purim aderech l'kvoya suda lachmonias v'nei shevachol hashona ein v'derech l'kvoya leim, v'manyin zeh l'zeh." Aruch HaShulchan says that a very shver diuk. In the Tosfos, the Gamba Shakosa Magraz Yel Terebe that Sheish Beitzim Im Leisova Yivarch Borei Minei Mizaynos V'Musaveya Yitol Yodav Yivarch Amoitzim Berkas Amozin Mishesh Olmala Im Eina Saveya. He still makes Amoitzim Lechman Arutz. So until a certain Shir, the Alter Rebbe says, then it depends on your own Svius, because Kol Hashem Halolu Lo Yedati Aleholchen Acher Boy Va'Olam. Became a kosa ba'atzmoy the chatzi yisoron u'shir se'uda l'chol odam mal lonu oid. So it says that to say that a chatzi yisoron, not sure what that is. That's the standard. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan leaves it as tzorach yina. Well, how are we going to be kaveya the shir for kaviya suda? So lemaisa, what do we have? Lemaisa, we have a poskim will say that it is the amount of food of a four large matzahs, right? That's one possibility. Or we have the Magen Avraham that says that it's kedei sviya. Or the Alter Rebbe says, if you have kedei sviya and it's less than four matzahs, so then you would also make hamotzi. So what's kviya suda? Kviya suda is what satisfies you personally. What satisfies most people? What Rebbe Olam is satisfied with. What the Kviya Suda is, and how are we getting the idea of being satisfied? Where is Sviyas coming from? So L'chayra, we have a din, we have bread, so we have Chalta B'Savot HaRachta, and make Birkas HaMozin. Good. What happens if you have Pochis Misviyah? You have more than a Kazayas Chazal or Misake. Okay? Now we have Pasavot B'Kissin. So at what point does Pasavot B'Kissin become... get bumped up to being hamoitzi and to require birkas hamozen? How do we explain it? At what point does pasavav kisim become, instead of becoming a mezoinos? How do we explain it again? We explain pasavav kisim is something that doesn't serve the function normally of sviya, right? If it's a biscuit, if it's a cracker, it's in order to hold a dip. Right, if it's a cake, it's only to eat a little bit of it to make birds out of it. The Rashi says, and that's just, you know, they don't. If you're making birds out of it, it means you're not making birds so people should cut the birds and eat the birds. It means that they're there, so you should nibble on them. It's pasav bavikis and comes with you're having nuts, you're having fruits, you have a little bit of cake as well. Okay, and what's the third shot? That it's full of tavlin, full of spices. So this is not the kind of thing that a person eats with svius. So pasav bavikisin means it looks like bread, it's made by like bread, it has made b'chiyim challah like bread, but it's te'eles in the suda is not l'svia. Okay? Now, if I eat it l'svia, so then, Chazal said at that point, it picks up the din of bread from moitzi birkas amosim. Good. The kacha din. Now, what does svia mean? Your svia mean, you look at it at a formal, objective svia, lagabe erevin. Erevin, Chazal made an objective din. Because there, Chazal were talking about making a suda for a community. what can just we have to have? What's the suda that right people are nana from? Good. So maybe we should use the shear of an Arab. There Chazal gave a hashora of what connects people enough, what's considered to be enough of a suda. Or do we say that legabe Erevin, so there Chazal may have been more exacting because we have to have a suda that the entire community has a chelik in it. It's hard to figure out. That's the Aruch HaShulchan is saying. Usually we make a legabe Erevin. So we should be make a, there should be a, shouldn't be a requirement having a huge suda. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan is pointing out. It should be a suda, but it's hard to understand that this is called a suda. For large matzahs, that's a very, very significant suda. So then, or do we look at what is subjectively giving me sviya? Lu yitzuyer, I would be having this, I'd be chayvde in bread, I'd be chayvde in rice, then brikas amosim. So, b'chaltu v'savota. So in Chazal or Misakin, when does Pasav Baba Kisim flip into being bread? So when it would be mechayiv, the mitzvah brikas amosim de raisa. Or do we say, like the Magen Avraham, a yois, I'm having a whole suuda, and the suuda is masbia. So now this becomes the. Now this becomes. I get to finish it off. No, so what's the hands over? No. How can we explain the Magen Avraham?
It's a
birchas suuda. Was that?
It's a birchas suuda.
But what made it into a suda now?
The
sviya, but the sviya didn't come from the pasuk of Bakisla.
Looks like we need like a head player in the suda.
Oh, so who did that sound like? Who did that sound like? And the birchas suda goes boss of the ikir. That's Rashi. No, Rashi says how does it come birchas suda? Then everything becomes tofel to the ikir, right? So maybe that's the Magen Avraham. Maybe that's the shot in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is saying that if I have a little bit of pas, but now everything becomes tuffel lagabi the pas, right? Even though we paske, and let's say I have bread at the beginning of the meal, I don't have bread later on. I don't have bread with every single potato, every single piece of meat. But I was the bread became the mainstay. The main thing that was, so everything else becomes tough lagabi the bread. So l'chayra, it makes sense to say that all the things which would become tofel, would this be a piece of bread, so they participate in the sviya. If you're going to tell me that the din of a bircha su'uda is that chazal or misakin, that once they have a mitzvah, again, let's remind ourselves. What's the ikur din of birchas asuda that I'm potter on saying bracha isn't all that which is secondary? Right, the birchas asuda is a din, I make one bracha of the entire suda. So I have lechem, so chazal and misakein, that birchas mitzvah, lechem, and aret has two functions. It can function as being mati, this piece of bread, or it can function as being matir an entire suda. Kacha, that's what Chazal was saying. That mitzvah lechem aretz, that kuchu pas salucha, that pas has the din of being an eker suda. Okay, so this is a birchas suda. Right. So then, Chazal did not say that my Amoitzi lechem and arvetz in any way relates to every part of the everything I'm having during the suda. They said that once I sit down to have bread, so I'm sitting down to have a suda. So my amoitzi is now brach on the suda. Every kind of part of the suda is included. So now when I have a piece of cake, when I have a cracker, so then Chazal said that now the sviya is going to come from this thing which doesn't have a tzura sapach. Now I changed with this what was happening b'shas afia, and instead of being a cracker that's going to hold something else, it's participating in the sviya. So now I'm having a suuda. So now my hamoitzi relates. How does the moitzi relate to this? How does it become a suuda? Because the pas is giving me sviya. Once the pas is giving me svia, so then it got bumped up from a mizaynis to being a moitzi. But if I'm having a piece of bread and now I'm having a piece of meat and a piece of potatoes, so this piece of bread is not giving me svia. This cracker is not giving me svia. This cracker still is a possible vakistan. If this cracker is what's giving me svia, so then you could say this piece, this cracker now got bumped up to have the ta'elas of bread. So memela, the lack of tours of pas the lack of tsuras hapas now is complemented by the fact that it has the te'elos of lechem of svia. Not good, but that has to provide the svia. However, if you say that the din of birchas amotzi lechem in oretz comes as a result of that everything I eat my sudas tofel agabi the pas, then it stands to reason to say that when Chazal said that if a pasa bobekistan takes on the role of bread, that means it takes on the role of being part of a eating session, which is masbia, not a snack. So then we're going to send the Magen Avraham. Right, so l'chayra, the Magen of the Diyak, I'm not sure how to link shot to the Diyak, he had the he understood that that was we're going for Purim. What Menachem was saying, apparently, when it came to Purim, so they weren't makban having bread, having hamantash, pasul v'kistan, and they made hamotzi. Apparently, so apparently they weren't having so many hamantash. They're having hamantash, having other things as well. So lechayra, the Magen Avraham would be saying, if you hold like Rashi, that the hamotzi becomes a that the Hamoitzi is a bracha on pas and patering of kol hatofel of pas. So it stands to reason to say that when my pas habo bekistin gets bumped up to be a hamoitzi birkas hamozin, so it gets bumped up to be something that will participate with other things to provide sviya. Mashena kein, if I say like the other rishonim, that the pas is that when pas habo bekistin serves the function of pas and it's masbiya, so then should the pasha stand on its own? Nevertheless, right? Nevertheless, it seems like even though it seems that Rashi the Das Yochid in the amongst the Rishonim, Taisus Rabban Ritval, also the Taisus Rishon the Pas, and they all seem to reject the idea of Iker that's Iker Vitofel, even though I think we did a good job of defending Rashi and saying that the two kinds of Iker Vitofel, but Lachayra. Even the Ramban and the Ritva, they don't really reject Rashi so much, but they seem to say it's a birchas asuda. So, look, nevertheless, it seems that the Mishneh Berurah was mekabel the Magen Avraham. It seems that Rav Moshe was mekabel the Magen Avraham. Even the Yoch HaShulchan has very grave sveikas about the Yoch HaShulchan, about the Magen Avraham. Okay, we can understand. Okay, it's not the Kiroi Rishonim. But that's Lachor, the Magen Avraham has been very, very makubal. So that means that we would certainly be nizer from the Magen Avraham, right? Which means that if we have some pasul bobe kisin in the context of a suuda, that we would then Lachor, what I would say is then a piece of bread. In Kvar, they have a piece of bread. Why start making a hamoitzi based on the Magen Avraham alone? Why bench, say, three brachas based on the Magen Avraham? Right, they have a piece of bread. If one doesn't have a piece of bread around, nope, so then you have the Magen Avraham. And l'chara, that is how the Gedolei Poskim are paskening. Kenny, go ahead.
So how do we then go and explain it for when he says, afal pi, if shiloh saba, if you didn't eat it with
Who was that?
Magen Avraham said even if you didn't eat it with other stuff,
yeah,
and you weren't sobeah. So let's say you theoretically have a small piece of pas and a kissin, but derech b'nei adam is to usually eat a small piece of bread with lots and lots of meat to get full.
Right.
So if you were to have a small little piece of pas and a kissin like this,
right,
so why would you bench on that if you're not being sobeah on it?
Because you're being sobeah on all the tafel.
But if you, he says even if you don't eat the tafel, no.
No.
Oh, meaning that's with that even if you, that's daf if you also eat me, if by itself.
I think so, yeah, I think what he's saying. I think it is hard to read the line. I think what he's saying. That certainly, I think, is how the latest form understood it. Yeah.
It's interesting because by the way we're explaining it now, he's
following
the way Rashi.
That's what I'm suggesting. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is difficult because Rashi seems to be not the very Rishonim, and the Magen Avraham seems to be Mekubal. But when I say Mekubal, the Aruch HaShulchan has very serious hesitation of the Magen Avraham.
Right.
And even and Rav Moshe's acceptance of the Magen Avraham is, I think, also L'chumra.
Right.
Now, we have to be careful because even though the Mishnah Berurah is Mekabal the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Moshe are Mekabal the Gra. What's the Gra Shita?
Yeah, what I'm saying may not be corrected.
Yeah. Question. Go ahead, Yossi.
Two things. One, does that imply that also like liquids also puffel? Meaning, if it's
the shreis hamachol, yes. If it's the shtiya, yes.
That's why I said perm. You have a wine to the shreis
ham. I'm not sure.
And then also, that the Magen Avraham, does he mean that anything that's like normally, or like let's say you have two things that are very different, that you have a little bit of pas and you have two things that are not connected to the pas at all, that's also considered pas almost a pas? Because Iker and Tuffel is when they're usually together.
Yossi didn't say what you're saying.
Does that only work with things that are like eaten, that are normally eaten together with bread, or even things that are not normally eaten?
I think even things that are normally part of a suda. I don't know if we eat basa with bread.
No, but the way we explained Rashi was a couple of pasps that had to be eaten with bread.
Yeah, so Iker Tafel was before bread.
That's the way we explained Rashi. That it's only Tafel if it's being eaten with the bread itself. But Lechora, the way that would explain the Magen Avraham right now is that
Eating a suda, eating out the pasta.
Not
correct.
Making a
pasta
with
kiss in
the
meat
sandwich.
What did the Dirshu say? It brings a shayla about things that are not connected at all.
The what?
The Dirshu brings a shayla about like, if you have bread and the suda with something that's not connected at all.
Say it again.
If it's bread with like, let's say fish or meat, but it's not connected to the other thing at all, and it's in the same suda, what would that, if it's possible to kiss him with that, what would the Mishnah Berurah say? Brings the shayla.
What's the example again?
Over that?
Yeah.
Okay, sure, I'll be asking, but it's like...
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Right? V'achar kach ochel shir she'acherim koyvim olav. Then yivarach ha'birkos ha'mozein. Right? So this is where the Be'er Halacha points out that even though... Who does a rush a chaylik al arrival? Shall the day afilu b'mud sogi came into who can be al zed bosa the day is lina. So we don't go bosa the day. Ain shem a rush. We call makim nearer borer. The muzakein a nar. Shachilos and mood petema chayov ma'amaitzi v'kzamosin im ochlu kishir shadark on tom and lekvaya. So the Be'er Halacha says that that's how Rav Moshe quotes the Vilna Gaon, that it goes with how most people in your category would be saveya. Right? So the bottom line is that l'chayra, we would follow the Lechor, the Magen Avraham, and which one is this? Yeah. Right, goes to Magen Avraham. And never has to be careful. This then he writes at the end. Va'af shebaruch hashulchan masik tzrichin l'sha'er bepas bilvad against the Magen Avraham le'mistabrizeh, because he says that meals always had other items besides bread. So therefore, the Rav Moshe says he doesn't understand why we would ever have a sheer sviya that's only based on bread. It's a yois that meals always had several components that are masviya. So that means, why would Chazal ever be kaveya that the sviya has to come from bread? That's how the Rav Moshe defends the Magen Avraham. Not like I'm saying with Deris Rashi, but we're saying that it would be unreasonable to say that Pasa Bobe Kisnin has to be a Masvia on its own. All right, let's just look again at this at Rashi B'dvar Ashir. So he says Vaday Rok Tavoy Terasim Mishnah Berurah. Right, Jeshovin Tavi Kamalin Erev, 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim. So that would be, again, to give us Hashara, 3 beitzim would be 3 round matzahs and 4 beitzim, 4 matzahs. But Kamachroinim Agro Mechlom Cholkin Dushir Suda Kavua Be'erev Bovoiker. That has to be whatever is a normal Suda. Rechoshulchan says Chatzi Shir Chala. Right? So it depends. So L'chairam, he's saying if you have a pasa bobe kisnin in the morning, so then where the sviya for breakfast might be less than the sviya that you have for dinner. No? The level of sviya expected from lunch would be less than the level of sviya expected from dinner. So L'chor, when he says that in Oichel, it says, Dehavi kishir su'uda kavua be'erev avoyker. It has to be, I'm not sure what he would say, if I have enough mizoinos at dinner time, that if I would have it at lunch, it would be masbiya. So I'm not sure. My natiya is not so. My natiya is that just like zakenim are valued as kenim, so lunch and supper are also valued differently. So yaitse mikol zeh, right? Yaitse mikol zeh is that even though that I have to have kedei sviya of what most people would have at from a lunch or a dinner. All right, so the issue that's al shulchan malacha. Right, they come to pizzas again. Right, so lechayra, it's correct to say that if a person has one slice, so that's not kedei sviya. If it has one slice together with lots of other stuff, you're going to get in the Magen Avraham. Right? Let's say a person has 2 slices. So, l'chayra, that would be a normal lunch. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right? So now I'm having it at, it's not my lunch or my dinner. I'm having it at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm having it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So that is why I have a suffix. There, I'm having a b'teira as a snack. So now the fact that it's providing Sviya, so does that make it into Kedei Suda? Let's say, so L'chayra, if it does provide Sviya, we'd have to be Machmer in that, L'chayra. Because if it does provide Sviya, so then that's the Raivin, and it could be the Chavetz Chaim, if you're in a specific class of situations, it'd become Chayim. So it's good to avoid it, but L'chayra, we'd end up being Machayim. But let's say a person is sitting down to have dinner, and he has two slices of pizza. So is that Kedei Sviya for dinner? Than a normal dinner? So L'chayra not. L'chayra, that's people eat more for dinner. So then, I have a big suffix. So I had a pasta bobekis then. I'm not having anything else besides the two slices. So then, L'chayra, mitam the magen avram to the start of here. The only question is, L'chayra mitam the shear of three matzahs or four matzahs, L'chayra doesn't happen. The only question is, do we say, like the Vilna Gaon, that this is a Suda Kavua Be'er? So L'chayra, if it's two slices, it wouldn't be a Suda Kavua Be'er. Three slices, I can already begin hearing. Right? But even then, you're on, it's not so poshut. Because those who require three or four matzahs, you're not holding by three or four matzahs. But to Lachar, that's the this Vilna Gaon that says it has to be Kishir Su'uda Kavua Be'er Vavoyker. So that fits in very well with understanding the idea that it becomes a Su'uda. Mevela, the Birchas Su'uda applies to it. But it could add on that Kedei Sviya of the afternoon of the Kedei Sviya of the evening could be different. And that could affect which broch you make. Go ahead.
So what did Broch say if you added, let's say, like French fries to that at night? Would that join in with like the Magen Avraham, like it would join in to sort of make it Kedei Sviya?
If it works. In terms of, yeah.
You said it wouldn't make a difference.
Why not? Because
if you say that, I think the Aruch HaShulchan said that you need Davka a Shir Sviya from
the Aruch HaShulchan. No, I think the Magen Avraham. No, the Aruch HaShulchan would not. No.
Yes, but so would the Gros say more like the Magen Avraham or the Aruch HaShulchan with regards to, let's say, adding fries?
Yeah. So I wasn't able to find it in the Vilna Gaon itself. Mechlolam Chalkin Kashir Su'uda Kavu Ve'era Vayker. So it sounds like that it's not like the Magen Avraham, no?
Sounds like what?
That it's not the Magen Avraham.
Yeah,
can you not combine them?
Yeah, meaning is it like the Magen
Avraham? Sounds like you just need bread, kashir.
Okay, that's what I think so. Maybe. But again,
is it more like the Raivid? Is that what we're saying? Like that, like it's a subjective thing, whatever?
I don't know. I don't get that impression, but I can't say for sure.
It seems like the Ebrus Moshe Holt, like he holds like the Magen Avraham. Correct. But he's also quoting all the other opinions, and like he says, oh, we should be, we're no tech Kedas Avraham, but it's, we literally know, so we should really hold Dalit Beitzim, which is really not like the Magen Avraham at all. Right, correct, correct. I was bothered with that as well. It seems to be a little steer in the Mishnah Berurah. Correct. Is it also the Magen Avraham like a Kula?
I'm not sure what's cool with the chumrah here. Because you could say, I thought we saw, because a lot of poskim that al mechia would work for benching, but benching wouldn't work for al mechia.
So if according to Magen Avraham, if you eat a little, right, join together, let's say French fries or whatever with the thing, with your meal, and then you bench on it.
Yeah.
So if it's really not, if it's really just, if you weren't kavei suda on it, then you're benching, which is a brach levatala.
Right.
So wouldn't that should be cool?
It would.
You're being makel on saying
Sisa. Yeah.
But nevertheless, Moshe says you should say. You should.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this doesn't. I don't care about the grill. It doesn't. It's only. It doesn't apply to lunch. It's just
I'm assuming that lunch is boker. But for us, there's right. There's erev akud tzarayim. For us, it's different. Yeah. So, what about the Danish and coffee for breakfast? Is that a davar hamasbia?
The average weight of
it's more like a holdover to lunch.
Yeah. Now. Is that?
I feel like it's more a holdover to lunch.
I have to figure out if they're still nail these things down. What's the back of the bin? Okay.
All right. Today lunch, we're coming back to me.